whānau are out and about getting themselves vaccinated, and that's thanks to the manaaki of our rangatira and our hauora Māori. Amongst those driving up the numbers of vaccination are our whānau kīngi, our whānau in gangs, here to talk to us about how it's going and how the vaccinations have been received, and just generally how is the āhua, the wairua of our whānau kīngi. A life member of Mongrel Mob, Harry Tam, joins us now. Me tuku mihi, kia koe, Harry. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea.
Yeah, kia ora.
And hello. You have been working with our gangs around Tāmaki and around Auckland. At first they were reluctant to be vaccinated. How did you manage to get our whānau across the line to get them vaccinated? How did you manage to coax them over?
Okay, well, they weren't all reluctant to get vaccinated. I mean, basically, I look at our community in sort of three groups. So there's the first group, which is predominantly the people that are of leadership capability. They've all self-vaccinated, right? And then we have a second group, which is probably the larger group, which is predominantly most of our members, and they are often sitting on the fence. And so we engage with them, we inform them. For myself, you know, like, it's really important that we treat our people as intelligent. So we inform them about what COVID is, why it needs to be treated with vaccination. We explain to them what the vaccine's comprised of, and generally they will offer themselves up for self-vaccination. And then you've got this third group, which is relatively small, and they're pretty hardcore. They, you know, there's probably very little that we can do to change their minds. So for now, my focus is predominantly on the second group, which is the larger group. So for me, we're in a race against time. So it's really about working with the people to get the greatest gains for the greatest number of people, and then hopefully we will come back to the harder group over time. So what we're doing is that we're going predominantly to the areas where people do want to hear our kōrero, because it's the whole idea is based on mobilisation. And if we can get the groups that want to be vaccinated, then others will draw courage from that. And for example, some of our national leaders of our clubs have given the directive for all members to be vaccinated, and so that has been helpful. So I know at least a couple of our mob whānau leaders have given that directive, and so we're getting to like 70 plus vaccinations in one hit. And I understand some of the other clubs, again, you know, 100 plus. So I think having that leadership, giving that direction to their members is helpful. And most of all, I just think it's really important that we have credible people talking to our people, explaining to them what this disease is all about. And of course, a lot of our people are waiting to see. And as the COVID numbers increase, the COVID infection increases, I suspect more and more people will actually get vaccinated, because it's become much realer. Right now, it's been quite abstract for a lot of our people, because they don't know anyone that's had COVID. But as the COVID infections spread across the country, I think we'll get more traction as that happens.
The vaccinations, the photographs and pictures that we see of the vaccination with our whānau are around our tāne. One of the wahine, one of the women and those rangatahi that are eligible, that are of age to be vaccinated, I would, it might be a generalisation on my side, but I'm just wondering whether the wahine would be more... would have been more ready to be vaccinated than perhaps their tāne would be, or am I incorrect?
I think there's a mixture. I mean, I haven't used the media to photograph any of our whānau getting vaccinated, but I can assure you that, for example, when I vaccinated our Te Tikal chapter in Kawerau on Saturday, That whole vaccination event was organised by women, led by women, and the vaccinators were women. So, you know, I can assure you we are working with all our women and children And likewise in the Hawke's Bay, again, that event was organised by women, and our women are at the forefront of it, so I can assure you of that. And, you know, we vaccinated 27 in Kawerau on Saturday, and many of them were children that were, you know, like, it. For me, it's just because you don't see the photo doesn't mean that it's just the men. You know, I haven't found any set pattern. Like, I've heard women being anti-vax as much as I've heard men. So I haven't found, you know, one gender over the other. I haven't found that in my work, but maybe in some of the other clubs that may be the case, but certainly not, I've been working predominantly with our mob whānau. I haven't encountered that.
Finally, then, do you have any numbers on how many of our whānau kingi have been vaccinated?
I haven't done a complete tally up yet. You know, like I say, some of them we've had up to 70, 53 here, 20 seems to be quite a consistent number around the 27s, the high 20s. And I think as we build momentum, we will get more and more, the numbers will go up.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, Harry. Thank you very much for your patience as well too with our technical issues. We wish you all the very best. We wish our whānau all the very best as well too as we drive up our numbers of vaccination. Nō reira, me tuku mihi ki a koe. Nā mihi, tēnā koe.
Thank you.